from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And we got a Pasoy problem in the clubhouse.
This is Malcolm Celebrini, and you're listening to Signing Guru.
Yeah,
oh man, we were talking about
goo.
We were talking about goo on the golf course yesterday. Myself and a couple buddies. Yeah, your name came up.
My mouth's open. Go ahead.
It's a gape. Your mouth is a gate.
Gotcha.
People were, you know, we're just talking about Macklin Celebrini's name came up, and I said, yeah, he's actually not going back to Boston University. He's made his decision. He's going to play for the Sharks. And somebody said, we were just talking, I said, well, thank goodness, because Goo would have said that him going back to Boston University is catastrophic.
Oh, that is. Who was that? What's your name?
And then my buddy Dale said, hey, Steiny, seriously, is there anything that Goo doesn't think is catastrophic?
Yeah. I got a gripe coming up that was catastrophic.
Okay, 1:30, Goo's gripes. Let me put it to you this way, Goo.
We'll forget.
It feels like some Warrior fans are unhappy.
I'm one of them!
Exactly. So let me present an alternative view for you. And here's the alternative view. You re-sign Klay Thompson, and that's it. And maybe you get one of these three guys. You would not be feeling any better than you are now. You wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell
you. You would
why.
Not
yeah.
be feeling better knowing that Klay Thompson was going to be on the roster for two or three more years, and they couldn't make anything else happen with a trade or in free agency. You'd be just as PO'd.
Let me tell you why I'm going to shock you. And every time I think you know me, you don't. Klay Thompson is a basketball player. His departure, a player left. But what he signals and signifies to me, Steiny, is this culture is not as strong as I once thought it was. And it's my prerogative, and I double back to Durant and what he thought about this culture and why he left. Then I think about Bobby Myers, our guy, and why he decided in the middle of the night to up and leave. When you find out the tea leaves that are coming out of one Klay Thompson 2 years ago, along with his counterpart, Draymond Green, them wanting to be paid, looking at their other teammates, not happy for them, mad about me, and their chicken, that's the sour part about what's about this whole process when it comes to Klay Thompson is what we're finding out. That the owner that I appreciate and love, Joe Lacob, would invite him when his tenure is in the balance to a golf course and they don't even talk business. They don't even talk about, to hell with some four. You don't even talk about the rat on the table, which is Klay Thompson's tenure as a Warrior. Those are the things that I let bother and penetrate my soul, because throughout this whole run, and it's been a great spectacular spectacular run, I was sold a bill of goods that this Warrior culture was second to none. And now I'm finding out Draymond Green Exhibit A, hijacking seasons, ruining Jordan Poole, not his season and his tenure as a Warrior, ruining him as a basketball player, getting rewarded for 4-400. Those are the things that I'm in a room by myself, and there's all those things are on a wall, and I'm reading them, and I don't like any of them.
Exactly.
That's why I'm not happy.
How many years do you think it's been that I say something like, Guru, the culture is Steph Curry. That's the culture. End of story.
Is that fair, Matt?
For
when
who?
The team, when you're talking about an organization, as great as one player is, it can't just be that one player. It's got to be everybody.
It wasn't. Their culture was the same. Their culture is the same today as it was 8 years ago.
Led by number 23.
No.
Yes.
Okay. So, like,
I'm pissed off, man. I don't got to bite my tongue. I don't even know who they are now. That's where I'm at. I don't like nothing. Like, I wish he would have just left and nothing would have came out. You know what I'm saying? That, like, I'm hurt.
Business.
And Curry,
business.
To his credit, and I told you this when I saw you Wednesday, when we got out of here,
don't do this.
He was going to go to the boss like I told you I would do on you and Evan, even if you told me not to.
He said one thing. Okay, take a listen to this cataclysmic Steph Curry quote.
Good.
Do you want to do it? Or do you know which one it is offhandy? But he basically said, yeah, all he did was go up to Lakeham and said, you know, to collective, we like him back. Oh, boy, he really went to bat for him like Aaron Judge.
No,
he just said, yeah, collectively, we'd like him back.
Yeah.
Great. But he said, the numbers, the years, that's not for me to get into. That's not my job, essentially. We'll hear it in a sec.
But can you give, before you go, can you give me any credence to what I'm saying about a fan? Because I am.
What?
That those things, the tea leaves that came out of this, and now we're finding out 2 years ago guys were worried about their own. Can you see how that's a turnoff? Can you say, I'm not saying I agree with you, but I can understand that's, you don't like hearing these things come out.
Right, but if you've been paying attention, what's happening now is not new.
Mm.
What happened to Durant? Why weren't we up in arms when Durant said,
I thought he was being sensitive, Stoney.
Well, Clay's very sensitive, too. Most NBA players are. I got to find this. Let's go to Miguel in Hayward.
The stat.
What's going on, Miguel? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, you guys. You know, good morning, Phil. Pretty much, I'm good. You know, I'm watching you guys on YouTube for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, like, I love your show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
thank you. Hey, so, you know, like, I wanted to talk about, you know, how can we require, you know, how can we require that big center from Utah? I feel that the Warriors, you know, you could pretty much disagree with me. You know, like, I will give up 2 first-round picks, Andrew Wiggins, and 1 second-round pick, and I would just make this deal happen right now because I want to tell Curry, hey, I got you a big guy, so you go ahead and get that gold medal, and then when you come back, you know, we'd be ready to go to the playoffs and go to the finals. So that's all I really have to say.
Thanks, Miguel.
We got to break it to him. That wouldn't be enough, right?
But you want to do it anyway.
Danny Ainge ain't going for that.
All right, this is from Sam Amick's piece in The Athletic, and he did a one-on-one with Steph. And this is Sam Amick saying, and you said you still did use your voice on Clay's situation, so what was your message to the team?
Yeah.
We want Clay back. I'm not going to tell them what number it is on the contract. I'm not going to tell them anything beyond that. Again, part of the way we operate is there's always conversation. When anything changes, I just want to know what's up, to know where everybody stands. It's not like I'm telling everybody how to think or act, because we all get paid to do our separate jobs. But yeah, I hope that when it comes to the way the organization handled it, that when we look back at it, it's more of a two-way street conversation of what Clay needed and what the organization needed, and that there's some middle ground there, because this is a very emotional thing all the way around. He's the first one of us three to go. I mean, honestly, it's a vintage Curry quote. I'm not sure what he's saying, except he said, hey, you know, we all want Clay back, but I understand it's your job to figure that out. But just letting you know, as a team, we'd love to have him back.
Yeah.
And I'll Joe Lacob at that point, Mike Dunleavy at that point, don't say, okay, well, Steph and that team wants him back, so that's what we have to do. Like, they're not the bosses.
Yeah. Steph is like E.F. Hutton. When he talks, everyone
apparently
listens.
Apparently not.
And
they didn't listen to him on Avery Bradley.
I got to tell you, I appreciate what Curry said, but to me, Steiny, and maybe he did this and he didn't say it, I would have liked him to hear him say he put his foot down a little more. He was a bit more stern with this message of them wanting to keep Clay.
Go!
No, I'm telling you.
Go! He's an employee.
Wow.
Well, damn.
I mean, well, I can't argue that. But I think you feel me more than you're letting
you,
on.
No, like, I feel you not at all at this point.
You know,
I mean, you've made it clear. You would rather see the team fail together. Those are your words.
No, and I that, would rather trick is, myself into thinking we got action,
well,
and if
dumb.
We fail. No, it's not dumb.
That's dumb.
What's dumb is signing Chris Paul at 38 years old.
Well, we can't go back in time.
My point is, when they signed Chris Paul, they thought they had action. You keep making it sound like I'm saying take Clay and lose, like it's worth it. I'm not saying that. When you sign Clay, you still have that same mindset that you think you've gotten better. Don't misconstrue my words to where I'm just,
said,
I'm in love with Clay
said.
To the point of I
know
sign
what you
them
said.
And they don't make playoffs.
You can, I mean, the idea, the mere idea that Joe Lacob would ever even think about, you know what, we don't have a lot of options out there. Like you always talk about, so what are you going to do, just give up? Just sign Clay and we're okay with failing together. Like I mean, you've got
just,
like
right.
The Warriors are doing. Like, you, hey, Steiny, you like what the Warriors did in the have done so far? Nah, not really. Do you hate it? No, not really. I completely and utterly understand where they are and what they've done, and I think they might be a better team right now. I think they're better defensively, right? They got a couple guys who can defend here, a couple tough-minded guys. I don't think we can automatically think that they're going to be worse. Like, they got younger. They got a lot younger. Does that mean anything?
We'll find out.
I guess we will. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's take a listen to some Steph Curry. This is via ESPN. I guess somebody asked Curry about the last dance. I mean, what's... The dance is over. People are going home, goo.
People got jobs to do, and the jobs are to get this team back in contention.
Yeah,
and they
you can't do it in 1 year.
Yeah, well,
you
they
cannot.
Tried. They tried to get PG-13.
Well, nobody really thinks that would have been an automatic way to get back to the contention. Steph Curry.
We talked about it a lot, just in the sense of the journey that we've been on. Obviously, me since 2009, Clay's 2011 draft, Draymond, and then when Coach came in 2014, and what's happened since. We would have loved to maintain, you know, the core and finish out together, but we obviously understand the league and things change, and, you know, having Clay head on to Dallas, it's tough. It's something that I never imagined would be a reality, but you know, you want him to be happy, you want him to be able to enjoy the game of basketball. It does suck losing Clay. There's no two ways around it. So you have to be able to celebrate what we accomplished, but then be able to move on.
Mm-hmm. Steph Curry talking about Clay Thompson headed to
Dallas.
Headed to Dallas. Here's the good news, Goo.
Give it. I need it.
I'm looking at the Golden State Warriors payroll right now. And they've got much better payroll situation than they had. And you know what? I think they have a better payroll situation now than if they would have given Klay Thompson 2 or 3 years for $20, $25 million. Here's why they're not done. De'Anthony Melton, $12.8 million. Gary Payton, $9.1 million. Kyle Anderson, $8.7 million. Buddy Hield, $8.7 million. Looney, $8 million. Kuminga, $7.6 million. Moody, $5.8 million. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's seven players with salaries between $6 and $13 million. That's how you aggregate and make a nice trade. They have multiple guys who they can now pair with a Wiggins if they have to, with a Draymond Green if they feel like they need to, and try to get a better player back. A guy making, like if they want to go get a $40 or $50 million player, whoever that is, they have players that they can aggregate who can add up to $50 million if they need and make another move. I don't think, like, I don't view it as free agency's over, they're not going to do anything. I view it as they might not do anything for the next few months. This is going to be the team. Yeah. Let's see how good it is.
The deadline.
Exactly.
All right.
I mean, I could be wrong. They could acquire Markkanen by the end of the show. I don't think they're going to. I just don't, because I think they've already thought we just cannot give up our youngest player and two future firsts. I just think that they've made that decision. And that's too much.
And Ramona Shelbourne, Donnie, if I'm quoting her correctly, paraphrasing, that was the holdup in the the PG-13 deal to get him was. They didn't offer the Warriors weren't willing to part ways with Kuminga. Would you say that's what was reported?
I look at it as though the Clippers really didn't want to make a deal. And they didn't have to make a deal unless the deal from their point of view was absolutely perfect. Because they, like the Warriors, are in a financial handcuff right now. And the minute that the Warriors either acquire Paul George and then the Clippers acquire whoever they're going to acquire, both teams, in essence, kind of fail at their objectives. I mean, Joe Lacob, like, this is the one thing that I was thinking about. He said to Tim Kawakami last year, priority one and 1A is to get under the second apron. They've done it. They've done it, and maybe they could have gotten a little better with their offseason moves than they were last year. The only thing they really could do is operate around the margins.
Yeah.
Because I'm convinced now that you go, let me tell you something. Markkanen, Paul George, who's the other guy? Ingram, Vucevic, you're going to get fleeced. You're going to get fleeced in a trade like that. You know why? Because you're desperate.
Man, wow.
But Mike Dunleavy is not operating under feeling like the team is desperate. And that's the one thing that I like about how he's gone into the offseason. I really do. He's on his own timetable. Yeah. And hopefully...
Well, we'll find out.
Hopefully internally. Like, I think the one thing is, yeah, they're always going to be aggressive, but they're not on a deadline here. People, I get it. Steph Curry.
That's what I was just about to say.
They ain't on a deadline. They're not. And they shouldn't be. They should not be on a deadline.
Well, then it's over for real then, the dynasty.
If you're saying that, and they're operating like that. I think that's pretty logical.
Because to me, it seems like you're going to get to that juncture to appeasing Curry or not being a realistic, or you might feel this way now, not have a realistic chance of getting back or even making the playoffs at that point, then the question about moving Steph should be sooner than later.
No, you go into the season with this team.
Yeah.
That might be better than last year.
Let me ask you this. Do you think right now, random, do you think Jonathan Kuminga is untouchable?
Do you think
Clipper scenario and Ramona Shelbourne's reporting that the Warriors never wanted to say
I don't think he's untouchable.
I feel more confident about their saying or signal to the Clippers and everybody, he's untouchable. And that's why I was like, damn. Going all in, and Joe Lacob saying, you know what, if it gets all bad, I took it, his heads are going to roll, and we're going to try everything. But they didn't. If she's correct, and they're not willing to part ways with Kuminga, they're not going to be able to get marketed. Yeah,
they weren't willing to move Kuminga for Paul George. I get it. But Paul George is 34 years old.
So you could see them moving Kuminga for marketing because he's younger?
I wouldn't. Mm. I mean, I wouldn't. He's not good enough. Mm. He's not good enough. I think the one thing that Dunleavy has in terms of a mindset,
give it to him.
He's not operating as if they're under the gun. And I love it. Nor should he, because that's when you get fleeced.
Well,
fleeced.
It's not, to me, I'm not mad at what you just said, but there's no parade for not getting fleeced when you're a non-playoff team. Like, I'm not going to give you an award for not doing nothing. Like, they have to do something, partner.
No, they don't. Why? So, why do you say that?
Because they can't continue under Curry and Draymond Green and the payroll that they currently have to not make the playoffs.
So you don't think they're a 50-win team with Draymond, even though that's the side you jump on? Like, seriously.
I hate you sometimes. No, you know I'm rooting for that, man. I'm just...
Let me ask you this. What would it take for you to move on?
Wow. I need some time with that one. What would it take? I'm a lover. So I'm never, like, I'm in. I'm in on the whole Fitz thing. But that we can just delete that because that audio, because Clay's gone. And in that scenario, Clay was going to be a part. But for me to move on, is Curry out of here? That's when I'll be like, okay, it's time to rebuild. You just can't do both, I don't believe. And that's why I feel like I'm more than half right when the message the Warriors were sending to the basketball world is, we still think we got action, we got Curry, Dre, the youngsters, we're going after Paul George. Even when some basketball aficionados were like, he ain't the guy. They tried.
Yeah, they
now I don't know if Lauri Markkanen, who all accepts Steiny Younger, I would feel better about my team as a collective if he were on the team. And yet you may not get to your goal, but that signals we still think we got action, and that's half the battle.
Do you allow for the fact that they could right now be better than last year with this team, but they could acquire Markkanen and be in a worse spot?
I don't. I would bet my life that that wouldn't happen. Like, all hell would have to go wrong, you know?
I think you're...
Wow.
Guru, this team finished in 10th place.
And couldn't even create a shot in the play-in game. Forget defense. Offensively, they were smothered.
So you're answering all your questions. They're not close to a title anymore.
But Paul George would have changed that.
Paul George gets him from 10th to 3rd.
Well, the guru math, we're talking about 5th or 6th if Draymond stays on the floor.
Well, which do you want to use? The Draymond math? Because if you're using the Draymond math, then you can't be upset about what they've done.
Well, they lost shooting. Clay's gone.
What a Buddy Hield. Mm. Well, what do you mean? Mm. Like, Buddy Hield's a better shooter
I'll never disrespect
than Clay Thompson.
He's not a better basketball player right now.
I don't know.
Be on the Sixers. Now, if you watch the playoff game, shot him out of it.
Why is Clay not on the Warriors?
Because it's bigger than ball. It's about respect. And it's about getting benched. I'm not saying he's right, but miss me. Now, I'm not saying you're saying it with Buddy Hield being the equal. That's disrespectful to Clay. Clay's led the NBA
shooter
in more three-pointers two of the last three seasons.
From the Xfinity Mobile text line, 650, Steiny, would you extend JK? No.
I'm with you on that.
No chance. No. And you know what?
This is wow.
If the Warriors, I'll tell you what, that would be the move to me that would signal that the Warriors, I don't know, maybe aren't. Then if they resign Kuminga this offseason, I think they're going halfway.
And what do you mean halfway?
Because I wouldn't give him $188 million right now.
But what if they think their intel is like, this dude's going to pop and we're going to give it to him sooner?
I think that would be a bad move.
No, because I don't know how good he is, Steiny. I know he's got the upside is in the heavens. But my goodness, is he a one when Curry's gone?
No. Mm. No. Does anybody think Kuminga can be the best player on a team that goes deep into the playoffs? At least
I think
you'd
be shocked with some.
What about the next 2 or 3 years?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right.
But I don't run a team.
Thank goodness.
My team would be better than yours.
Your team would have a bunch of 40-year-olds on it.
But why are you so caught up on age?
Because it's shown you the last 2 years that it's gotten you beat.
Well, Suspensions age, got us beat last age, year.
No, and 2 years ago, you were gassed against the Lakers.
Well, they were a better team. They had more height.
They were gassed.
Speaking of height, we're a small team.
What's new?
Oh, boy.
Seriously, what's new?
That didn't make me feel well.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors offseason underway. How much of it is done? How much is it not? I don't know. My question's this. If you're a Warrior fan and you've loved this team for 12, 15, 20 years, if you take a good hard look at it, would you, and I asked you the question, wasn't it time for Klay to go? Knowing all that we know now, how would you answer that? Was it time for Klay to go?
Wow.
888-957-9570 is the number. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
But everybody's happy! I'm not!
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Here's the other thing I was thinking about. If you re-sign Klay Thompson, what was the last thing reported? That he threw a two-year, $40 million offer at the Warriors? You said he was going to take it?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Barry Sanders.
You think he would have taken it and in the next 2 years would be smooth sailing?
No.
He'd be fine with it.
Well, Klay's camp offered two for
four. Correct, yeah. And the Warriors said Pike.
Well, the Warriors didn't offer anything.
Right.
They said, we'll get back to you. Don't call us. We'll call you. How Burger King did me when I was at Logan trying to get a job. My first interview. Didn't get it.
You didn't get a job at a fast food place?
Best thing that ever happened to me. I wrecked a car on my junior prom day on the Bay Bridge. Mark 7. It was white. Brand new study. Norm was like, get a job. Went in there. Thought I got it. Didn't get it.
Well, Eric and Hayward.
I'm out.
What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
What's up, E?
Doing well.
So, like, last time I actually called you guys, it was when Goon was kind of complaining about how he was saying how he thinks the 49ers, faithful were getting kind of a little tired of, like, not, like, getting to, like, the Super Bowl.
Right.
This was, like, a couple years back. And then it was, I just called back because I'm just like, I think I figured out what the solution is, so I don't have to listen to Guru whine anymore about this.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, boy.
With regards to the Warriors.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh.
Go ahead. Yeah, so. So what I think is more like, because you guys kind of keep debating back and forth with the guys like players, so on and so forth, right? And I kind of think more like, what would Kobe do, right? Because I kind of, randomly been watching some of the, YouTube documentaries on him lately. And I think about his last year where he talks about his team being like, oh, like you're soft, like Charmin, and then just like, oh, like, be the bad Emma for in town and everybody just gets better, right? And so what I think needs to happen is that you need to have like a two-headed monster, kind of like, with regards to like Draymond and Steph being like that in a way where like, Draymond is the way that he is within practice, right? And at least on the defensive side. And then you have Steph be like that new monster that's like the alpha of like, like the offensive side. But also, too, they need to both be like that so that they can go figure out how to maximize the talent that they have around them.
Gotcha.
And then they can figure out how to go and like, now you can try to figure out what pieces are you like truly missing by getting the people that you have around you to play like at their absolute best. Not even just at games, but at practice.
Mm.
Like Kobe would do. So,
hey, can you do me a quick favor before you jet? I think it's passion. Can you elaborate on wine?
Whining kind of more like Guru just sounds like he just needs to take like a chill pill and like, he just sounds like he said he's just mad. It's like, let's just not get him to be mad no more. It's more like, no.
Okay, baby. Have a good day.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
You don't have
Kelly on the YouTube chat said you hated that story.
Which story?
Yes, because he was talking about
it. What did he say?
He's been watching the Kobe docs.
I was reading some notes.
Dude, they're awesome. They're everywhere. The Kobe docs.
Well. Okay. Hey, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and that's in Lathrop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'd love to do?
Be happy.
You're the one that's, I'm far more happy about where
you are is bothering me.
And that's what I want to,
well, you think it's over, it's been over, so you're almost looking like, you know what, the victory lap is, it's not too far off.
Forget whether it's over or not. Here's where I'm coming from, and I need to know, at 888-957-9570, how many Warrior fans are thinking like me, and how many are thinking like you? Because here's the way I would look at it. Here's the way I'm looking at it, and we could... I'm going to use an umbrella statement, but it's mortgaging the future. And mortgaging the future, to me, would be giving up 2.5 first-round picks. 26, 28, and 30. Now, there's about 10, 15 players in the league that I would think about doing that for. Maybe. I'd need to go through name by name by name. But in general, I look at this team. They won a title 2 years ago. They got beat in the second round last year. This year, they didn't make the playoffs.
Man.
Matt Steinmetz does not, at this point of Curry's career and where they're at, I do not want to part with 2.5 first-round draft picks and not have them if Steph's not here. Like, that's where I absolutely have to draw the line. I just would not do that.
And don't you recoup those and more if you trade Steph? He would bring it. You'd need a U-Haul truck.
I don't know. That I don't know. I mean, I'm not doing that. I want to know if Warrior fans feel like me, or you would be willing to make that kind of move, and for whom? A Markkanen?
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm not trading Markkanen for 2.5 first and maybe my top prospect. Kuminga may be better than Markkanen in 2 years.
So let me ask you this. I know we got the summit today at Fremont Bank.
888-957-9570 if you want to help me with that one, or if I'm even phrasing it the right way. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it.
I know you are, you're a wordsmith. So Paul George and the courtship of Paul George signaled to me the Warriors were going all in. You're going to laugh. CP3 coming here last year, they thought they had action. So I say that to ask you, what's the goal this season if they don't land a Lauri Markkanen and this is it? I'm asking you, what would constitute a successful season?
Make the playoffs.
Make
the playoffs.
Then the bar is low.
Well, it's high. It's high. To me, it's high.
To make the playoffs now. And yes. Curry and Dre's last.
Yes.
They're on the back nine.
Yes.
To make the playoffs.
Yes. Yes. And that's why. That's why I want to make the playoffs. Because we need to find out whether this is even a playoff team with a 36-year-old Steph Curry, a 34-year-old Draymond Green, a 30-year-old despondent Andrew Wiggins. Can they get him back? Can they get him back in the fold some way? By the way, I heard something. You know how I'm kind of a literal person. So there's a phrase out there that we always use, but I think we found out it's false.
I can't wait.
It doesn't matter who starts; it matters who finishes. Didn't we find out this offseason that that's not true? Because Klay Thompson not starting was a huge part of where he's ended up.
Well, right. It was also him not closing games. So it was kind of both.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he clearly the final straw.
But don't tell me that Klay didn't check out when the Warriors inserted Brandon Pajemski into the starting lineup. A rookie.
Well, he had his best part of the year coming off the bench.
Good for him. But he clearly didn't like it.
Right. But so, it worked. He didn't just take his stuff, toys, and go home.
Well,
But he was productive. He hated it. He probably cried. I'm just saying, from a production standpoint, it opened him back up to where he was inserted back into the starting lineup.
But why can't you, like, we're so fast to blame the season last year on Draymond getting suspended.
Oh man.
Isn't it reasonable? If you're going to say, well, Draymond messed up a lot of last season, isn't it also true that Klay did? Because he wasn't happy, and everybody knew it.
Right. Well, we could keep adding names. I know we're talking about Klay. I could add Wiggins into that. I think Wiggins had a horrible year.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, but I always thought I saw something in his eyes, but it was pupils. But I'm just telling you, Stoney, at this point, he was not himself at all, and he didn't have the natural sabbatical. He was available. Andrew Wiggins had a bad year.
So did Klay.
Well, when you get benched, I'm not going to tell you he had his best year. That happened.
Like, here's the other thing that, I don't know, I mean, I just gotta, if you look at it realistically, like Klay didn't have a great year. Steph didn't have a great second half. Draymond got suspended for 25 games. Wiggins was just going through the motions.
What about Pods, Kuminga, and Moody?
Great, but they're not gonna win you a title, Goo.
Well,
and neither are the Warriors old guys.
Mm.
In my mind. DP's in Livermore. What's going on, DP? How you doing, man?
Yeah, doing great. Thanks, guys. Yep. I want to talk about Klay just for a moment.
Sure.
Here he got injured, and he got paid very well while he was off on his injury. And, you know, I'm in construction, and people get hurt in construction. They don't get a salary when they're hurt. They get, you know, workers' comp. It's less pay. And in my mind, I just don't think he took that into consideration, that they really treated him very well. And he could have taken a little cut in pay and would have been, I think, still on the team and playing. What do you guys think?
If I'm Klay Thompson, I ain't taking a pay cut if you just paid Draymond what you paid.
But wouldn't, hey, as mad as I am about all this, partner, what's my old adage? Worry about what's going on in your backyard.
But that's not the way it is, Goo, in the NBA. It just isn't. And like,
for them to get mad or feel justified after the 2022 chip about Poole and Wiggins getting re-upped, that, oh my gosh! Like,
well, then blame them.
No,
then
I am.
Be mad like at
that,
them.
That, I said, and they're part of the culture. That I was flabbergasted to hear that.
Well, to me, that's
God
a bigger.
Damn.
Okay, well, that's
y'all
a bigger
to be
problem.
The leaders and OGs, and y'all worried about these two cats getting re-upped after winning a chip.
It's almost
there's no doubt there was no continuity and dominoes being played among. Because dudes out here worried about their own chicken.
Well, no kidding.
Nobody
it's the
took
NBA.
Wiggins and pulled an Applebee's and hey, way to go! And we won a chip. They were smart and probably even Lord knows what they were saying verbally or like that is just that stuff festers. It's poison.
Goo.
I can't believe that from those two if that's true.
I mean, I can't not believe it because it's human nature. They were the champions, the four-time champions. And if you want to get on them for having a bad attitude about it, get on them. But you could also blame Joe Lacob. Like, that's the point. They paid. They won a title. The Big Three got their fourth title. And Lacob paid the newcomers to the party. So don't sit here and act like they weren't going to feel a certain way about that. That, to me, is naive. Of course they were going to feel a certain way about that. They've been here for a decade. A decade. And Wiggins got broken off for what? Playing four good months? That, to me,
well,
is
don't forget
very...
Dre got benched in that finals, if you want to go... Like, that was the finals where... How can you say pay me that 2 years before I'm supposed to get paid after that performance?
Exactly.
He still felt slighted, or they did.
And I would, too. And I think if you can't sit there and say you wouldn't feel slighted. I just don't think I don't think you're giving enough credit to human nature and being mainstays on this team.
Wow.
Antonio in Oakland. What's going on, Antonio? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm trying to, go for it all, of course, but I don't want to trade too many draft picks, and I don't want to trade Kuminga. You know, I do want to, see if Steph can help us get that fifth title. But I don't want to, just not make any trade and be like, oh, man, imagine if we would have made a trade. What would have happened? So it's like, if I had to pick, I'm going more for the winning titles, man, because winning titles, we're spoiled around here now. It's like, we got to compete for a title. We got to make trades. We got to make big moves. And, picturing Steph with a seven-foot guy like Laurie Marketing, it's time to score like that. It just man, it just got me thinking of a fifth, trophy celebration. I'm ready for that, so... just don't trade too much, but, Danny Ainge is a tough cookie, so at the end of the day, man, just bring number five, please.
Yeah. I'm with you. That's our guy, A. He meant swing for a home run, and they tried and struck out.
You know, you're a baseball fan, okay?
Ramos All-Star.
And that's what losing teams tout.
Damn,
they're all stars.
The point is, it ain't about the team. It's about a youngster came up, went down, always, came back, and is all star.
It is.
First
it's
half.
Always about the
that's
team
crazy.
For me.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Kudos to them. Say it.
No. They take 40 guys on each team. They take a guy from every single
Spotty.
Team.
Yeah. Well, they got two guys.
Great, yeah. The one guy deserved it.
Ramos?
Yeah, let me think.
It's not very nice to Logan Webb.
Let me think.
Logan Webb, Daddy.
By the way,
what you got?
Steve Kerr was asked about the job Mike Dunleavy is doing, and he said he's done a great job this offseason, and he says it was always going to be hard through this difficult time. Why don't...
Why are you looking at me?
Because
he said what he said.
Every single sign inside the organization, they know what's going on. They know where they're at. Clearly, how come the fans aren't there? The team is there.
I don't think the team is not there. Steiny, they're going to say, put your good foot forward. We get it. And I'm not saying Mike's done a bad job, but the bottom line is you went after a guy, you didn't get him. You still may be going after a guy, hopefully you get him. But the bottom line is nobody knows, and I don't believe they know in that building what they are.
They wouldn't have known with Klay Thompson. Even if they would have re-signed Klay, do you really think that we know what we're going to be next year? What? What are you going to be next year? Are you going to be better? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, the sentimental reasons are why I'm bringing up Klay, but I'm just saying, had you pulled off and brought a big boy in here, Klay here or gone, now you still got action with Steph, and he's got help offensively.
Okay.
And that's my fear.
Well, here's the thing, and you assume, let's say they pull off the Paul George deal, but it involves Kuminga. You're assuming... you're assuming they'd have action.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what do you mean, oh, my gosh?
Yeah, I think Paul George is a better player than Kuminga.
Okay.
That's not a shock. And I think him with Draymond and Steph give them action, just like he gave the Clippers action with Harden and Kawhi. And Kawhi being, not what he used to be, but still, they were going to the playoffs, went to the Western Conference Finals. Kawhi got hurt. Who's to say he couldn't have brought that magic here to Golden State?
Did you think last year they were going to be the 10th best team in the world? So why would you think they would automatically have action with a transaction
because
for Paul George?
Because you know why they were. They were not a natural 10th seed.
Well, then why did you need Paul George so badly to mortgage the future?
Well, because everybody's getting better around you. Sacramento, are they better than the Kings right now?
No.
Wow.
No.
And I feel
why they're not better than the Kings? Because the Kings have two players in their prime, and the Warriors have none. It's not hard to figure out.
They're in a no-win situation. Wouldn't Laurie Marketing fit that criteria of in his prime? Easily.
He's not a star.
No.
I don't think he elevates this team to somewhere where they're not right now. That's me.
Like, I feel like
you think there's guys out there growing on trees that if you brought them in here, you'd have action.
No, I'm looking for a guy that can spell Steph. Can I go sit my ass down or even be on the floor, mind you, and can you take over offensively? Can you, for a good 6-7 minutes, can you do it? And marketing and PG-13 do that. Right now, they got a bunch of Jags, just average guys who we saw against the Kings with Keon Ellis. In for Monk, they couldn't. They were getting suffocated. So that's not going away.
Well, you know,
and all the three guys they added, I'm not mad. I like those guys. But tell me who was option 1A on this team. That is, my hair's coming out as I asked a question.
Have you said one time today or over the last week, have you muttered anything about defense?
That they're going to be a turnstile on D.
Nah,
if Pod
they didn't
starts,
get better.
If Pajimski starts, don't. What are you telling me? And that's on the board. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. They are going to try to abuse the kid.
So you don't think the Warriors got better?
No, I don't.
Well, they got better defensively. Klay's not going to be on the court.
What is Buddy Hield?
I don't know yet.
He's
I haven't
Klay
seen him.
Thompson.
Well, what's the Anthony Melton? He may start.
Well, he played. Okay. Hey. All right. So now he's Gary Payton.
I didn't say that.
I got you.
But I'll tell you who he ain't. Klay Thompson on defense. Like, defense matters.
And they need offense and defense, Steiny.
And a 34-year-old Paul George is a lockdown
now.
He can
do both.
No, he can't. Well, he's 34.
He's still good.
He's good. That's right. He's good. He's good.
Better than Pods.
That's all I'm saying. I love Pods. Come on, man. This team
is... Pods is irrelevant.
This team
is irrelevant.
Little. We're little.
Well, Paul George doesn't make you bigger. And I don't know that Markkanen does either. I don't think Markkanen plays to his size.
Wow.
He doesn't.
I like him, man.
Well, of course you like him because he scores. Tom in Sonoma.
Oh.
Hey, Tom. What's up?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Gerber.
Hey.
I'm with you, Steiny. I think Markkanen is a bust, man. If we go with Markkanen, we're going to have to rebuild. And we're going to give up a lot, man. I mean, no player is worth 4 or 5 players' drafts. Nobody. It's insane that we're going to do this. I'm optimistic about this team, guys. I think we might be a little better than we were last year, but we have something to build on. Buddy Hield, look at Philadelphia had him and they underutilized him. This guy's a 3-point shooter, 40%. We gotta give him playing time. Look what he did with Philadelphia in the playoffs. He actually won him a game, man. I mean, don't be. I like this team. I say let's stay pat. What do you guys think?
I wouldn't be hating on it.
And it looks like that's what's going to happen. They haven't stood pat because they brought in 3 guys. But
by the way,
I believe it when I see it, Steiny.
By the way, all you guys out there, try to hit a home run. Try to hit a home run. What happens in baseball when you try to hit a home run? You don't. You can't.
Well, you missed a company softball game.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
Well, they tried. They went for it.
Right, and they couldn't. They tried to hit a home run with Paul George, and they didn't.
Yeah, that was their decision not to give in and give up some chips to take.
I don't believe that for a sec. I don't think the Warriors. I mean, I think it was
Kuminga was the holdup. Like,
I don't believe any of it.
What was Palmer smoking? If you're going into a new building and you're going to lose Paul George, but you could get Kuminga, a possible star in this league. In that, I mean, why that?
Because they didn't want to go into the second apron.
Okay,
and they didn't want to lock themselves in to a team that they didn't know if it was good or not. And that's where the Warriors are. Do
but
you really want to
represent that his future would have blossomed in a Clipper uniform?
Or not blossomed? 888-957-9570. This is from the 408. If we've got Steph, Buddy Hield, Kuminga, Draymond, Lauri Markkanen, we legitimately have action. Well, you're not going to have Jonathan Kuminga and Markkanen.
Oh, no doubt. No, yeah.
Besides right. this one's interesting.
Okay.
And this is where people are delusional. I'm sorry. Besides the Celtics, what team knows who they are right now?
Well, I can give you a name and you're going to laugh.
Dallas, Minnesota.
I'm going to throw one in there. When Morant comes back, Memphis.
Well, you're making my point. Like
Houston, Sacramento, Lakers.
So why do you think you can just jump, leapfrog all of them with one guy?
Well, you don't do it in one jump.
But you have to do it in a year. You have to do it in one year.
You got a top 12 player, man, and he's going to rot away because you couldn't bring any help to him.
I'll tell you what, I give Goo credit. Because I think in the last 2 weeks, he's gone from top 5 to top 10
no, I don't to top argue. 12. We got the summit today. I'm trying to pace myself.
Yeah, you think Oklahoma City doesn't know what they have?
I forgot. OKC. It's a bear.
Exactly. It's a bear. It's a bear. It's a bear. The Western Conference. Don't mortgage the future.
When the Eastern Conference won it all.
Don't mortgage the future for a pipe dream.
So what?
I'll tell you what, Fitz likes what they've done this offseason.
You didn't. Where at?
Maybe that's what my sources say. My sources say Fitz likes what they've done. Actually, this offseason has been. That's, you know what? 888-957-9570. Fill in the blank. This offseason has been what?
Yeah.
To you, Warrior fans, 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.